it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Welcome to Comtivate Training LLC. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson bringing you a wonderful word on the 15 laws of growth. It is time to change your life. I am so excited that you've chosen to listen to this today. The law of awareness is the law that I want to share with you. Because the law of awareness says that you must know yourself to grow yourself. Yes, no one can no one can produce great things who's not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself. That's the quote I want to start with as we think about the law of awareness. The law of awareness takes us into many areas, but most importantly, the law of awareness asks this very, very pertinent question. Do you have a sense of direction? What do I mean by that? Any person who wants to grow and doesn't know himself in many ways must have some sense of direction. You know, to grow, you must know yourself, your strength and your weaknesses, your interests and your opportunities. Those are important areas that you've got to understand in your life. You must be able to gauge not only where you've been, but where you're going now. Oftentimes, if we don't know where we're going, how can we start? And otherwise, you can't even set a course wherever you want to go if you don't know where you want to go. So, of course, every time you want to learn something, you must be able to take the new thing you've learned today and build upon what you learned yesterday to start growing. That's just how it is when it comes to a sense of direction. And that's the only way to gain traction and really keep yourself going. So to reach your potential, as you become aware, you must know yourself to grow yourself. You must know where you want to go, and you must know where you are in your life. Because without both of these pieces of information, what you're going to find is that you could get lost. So knowing yourself is like reading a good book, you know. You're here. On the map, it says you are here, and then you want to find your way to the destination. Been to the mall, any places, especially, say, for example, been to Disney World, and you say, the sign says you are here. And so obviously when you're there, you want to look at it to see where you want to get to. But then when we start looking at where we want to get to in life, we find all kinds of people in our lives. I want to share with you about some people that you will find, because you'll find the first set of people is people who don't know what they would like to do. They're those kinds of people. Actually, there are three kinds of people. The first one being people who don't know what they would like to do. Who are those people? These people are often confused. They lack a strong sense of purpose. They don't possess, you know, the sense of direction for their lives. If they're growing, they are not focused about it. They dibble dabble, they go back and forth, and they drift. How often do we see this happen in our life? They can't reach their potential because they have no idea what to look for. The second set of people we'll find in our lives or in life are people who know what they would like to do, but they just don't do it. These people are frustrated. Every day they experience some sort of gap between where they are, where they want to be. And sometimes they're not doing what they want because they worry about it. Sometimes they worry that it will cause them to neglect other responsibilities. And those responsibilities could be like providing for their families. There are times when they aren't willing to pay the price to learn, to grow, and to move closer to where they want to be. A lot of us get stuck like that. And other times, fear. Fear prevents people from changing course to pursue their passion. No matter what the reason, they miss their potential. That happens. Then there are the people who know what they would like to do and do it. Yes, those are the third kind of people who know themselves. They possess a strong sense of passion, their focus and purpose. They grow in areas that help them move closer to their purpose, and they do what they were created to do. And so the word that best describes these people are fulfilled. They are actually fulfilled. It's very important. knowing yourself isn't necessarily an easy thing for everyone. Sometimes we find that we're just not sure. Woodrow Wilson, our American president, he made a statement that says, "We live in an age disturbed, confused, and bewildered, and afraid of its own forces, in search not merely of its own road, but even of its direction." And so there are many times that we have those voices of counsel, but few voices of vision. There is much excitement and feverish activity, but little concert of thoughtful purpose. Sometimes we're distressed by our own ungoverned, undirected energies and do so many things, but nothing long. And I want to tell you, it is our duty to find ourselves. It is our duty. And so what makes people keep looking is that what makes finding themselves and growing to their potential so difficult for some people is that it can be a catch-22, would you say? You have to know who you are to grow to that potential, but you have to grow in order to know who you are. So what's the solution? Here's what I have to say to you. Explore yourself as you explore growth. It's all about growth. You have to know who you are to grow to your potential. But you have to grow in order to know who you are. And so the best way to do that is to start paying attention to your passion. Start focusing your areas of growth that you know could help you, that you can look at. You know, there are areas in your life you can look at: relationships, equipping, attitude, and leadership. That's a program that I teach called REAL. You have to look at those and you have to find out, am I there? The next question you want to look at is how to find your passion and purpose. How do you do that? There's a saying that says the first step towards change is awareness. The second step is acceptance. And if you want to change and grow, then you must know yourself and accept who you are before you start building. Share with you that would really help you to think along those lines. The first one is, do you like what you're doing now? And it's so crazy, you know, just amazing how many people I meet every day who just don't like what they're doing for a living. Why do they do it? I don't understand the necessity of having to make a living, right? And not wanting to do it. But we all have done jobs we didn't love. We all have done something that we didn't want to do. Sometimes we just do that thing because it's the first step. But do you really like what you're doing now? That's the question. Socrates says that the unexamined life is not worth living. So the unlived life is worth examining. So if you're not enjoying what you do for a living, you need to take time to examine why. Is it a risk making a change from what you're currently doing to get to what you want to do? And sometimes, guess what? Sometimes we're afraid of that. You might even find out that you don't like it as much as you expected. You might not make as much money, but there isn't great risk sometimes. You might want to take a payout. Worst of all, you might come to the end of your life feeling regretful for never reaching your potential or doing what you love. And the question is, which risk would you rather live with? Which one? Two. What would you like to do? There is definitely a direct connection between finding your passion and reaching your potential. Absolutely. Every successful person has a strong sense of his or her own unique ability and aspirations. Every successful person, we find that they're leaders in their lives and they dare to pursue their dreams in their own terms. That's the direct connection between finding passion and reaching potential. The question is, have you found and harnessed your passion? Do you know what you like to do? When you do, it makes all the difference. Why? Because when you tap into your passion, it gives you that, we call it the EE factor, the energy and excellence factor. The energy and excellence factor says that you will never fulfill your destiny work you despise. Passion gives you an advantage over others because one person with passion is greater than 99 who have just an interest. And passion gives you energy. It sure does. So how do you know what you want to do? How do you tap into your passion? I want to let you know you must listen to your heart. Pay attention to what you love doing. I love doing what I'm doing right now and have you listening to me. But the thing is, whatever you plan to do, just do it. Listen to your heart. Your heart is the best counselor there is. Do what you really love to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, keep searching. Because what you're going to find is that you will not be automated or outsourced. With passion, it's going to help make you an untouchable person, whatever you want to be. And if you never figure out what you want to do, you'll probably be frustrated all of your life. Stephen Covey says it best. How different our lives are when we really know what is deeply important to us. And keeping that picture in mind, we manage ourselves each day to be and to know what matters most. So knowing yourself and what you want to do is one of the most important things you'll ever do in this life. Can you do what you would like to do? Can you really do what you like to do? There's a big difference between having a dream that propels you in achieving and pulling an idea out of thin air. There's a big difference. You must have some kind of criteria for knowing if the desire you have matches the ability that you possess. There's another great teaching that I do, put your dream to the test. Because what you're doing is you're testing. Ask yourself to identify if what you want to do is possible. You got to ask yourself those questions. Do I know the difference between what I want and what I'm good at? And these are the things that we have to always look at. Because to be successful, you need to be doing what you're good at. The next question to think is, do you really know what drives you and what gives you satisfaction? Do I know that? Sometimes people get into their heads to do something for the wrong reasons. And sometimes maybe it's a job they want. It doesn't look like hard work. It matters. And sometimes they want the rewards that come with the job, but not the work that comes with the job. And when what motivates you lines up with what satisfies you, that is a powerful combination. Ask yourself these questions. Do you know what your values and priorities are and what your organization's values and priorities are? If you're in an organization, do they align? Because if you and your employer are working at cross purposes, success will be difficult to achieve. Very important. So when we start measuring the difference between what you want and what you're able to do, what drives you and what satisfies you, and your values and those of the organization, it reveals many, many, and I say many of the obstacles between you and what you want. And it's at that point that you start to ask yourself whether you're able to overcome those differences. Now, one of the main keys to bring successful and fulfilling your purpose is to understand your unique talents and to find the right arena in which to use them. Because there are times when some people, they have an inherent ability to know who they are and who they are not. And then there are other people who have to work hard to make those discoveries. That happens. Samuel Johnson says, almost every man wastes part of his life in attempt to display qualities which he does not possess. And so what I want to say to you is that your goal should be to waste as little of your life as possible, as little as your life. Because discover your uniqueness and then discipline yourself to develop it. I believe it's important that not only for you to know what you want to do, but also why you want to do it. So the question is, do you know why you want to do what you want to do? And I say that because your motives matter. You know, sometimes we have these motives. You have to know why. Because when you do things for the right reason, it gives you inner strength. And then when things go wrong, you're not so crazy about it. The right motives help you to build positive relationships because they prevent hidden agendas and they incline you to put people ahead of your agenda. When you do things for the right reason, it keeps life less cluttered. And your path is clearer. Things are just working out right. Because not only is your vision clearer, but you also sleep well knowing that you're doing the right thing. So that's the thing. You have to rely on your strength. Your strength is going to give you energy. That's what's going to make the difference in the life of other people. And I really believe that you can have that same satisfaction when you experience success if you do the things you were meant to do and do them for the right reasons. Psychiatrist Carl Jung says that your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks inside? Who looks outside? Who does? The thing to understand is who looks outside dreams and who looks inside awakens. Those are questions. Those are questions that's going to lead to more questions. Because when you start asking those questions, you're saying to yourself, I am aware. I want to have a sense of how to start moving in that direction. Start targeting what you want. And you ask yourself questions like, do you know what to do so you can do what you want to do? Do you? Because the move from what you're doing now to what you want to do is a process. Do you know how long that's going to take? That's where that awareness comes in. And Darren Hardy says it so well in the Success Magazine. Picture where you are right now. Now picture where you want to be. You want to be richer, thinner, happier, you name it. The first step towards change is awareness. So if you want to get from where you are to where you want to be, you have to start by becoming aware of the choices that lead you away from the desired destination. Become very, very conscious of every choice you make. This way you can start to make smarter choices as you move forward. You cannot change directions if you aren't aware that you're not heading where you want to go. You got to know where you're going. And that's probably sound obvious, right? But if you were to take some time to look at where your current choices are, what your current activities are, if you spend some time really thinking about where you're presently headed, if it's not where you want to go, then write out what steps you need to take to get to where you want to go. Make them as tangible as possible. Will they definitely be the right step? Maybe, maybe not. But you won't know for sure until you start moving forward. And that takes us to the next phase of our life, because once you become aware, then you have action. 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 Let's talk about action. You cannot win if you do not begin, period. Because the people who get ahead in the world are the ones who look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. They do. That means taking initiative. It means doing something specific every day that will take you another step closer to your goal. How do you do that? It means continuing to do it every day. Nearly all successes are the fruit of initiative. You have to take the initiative. You have to become accountable. Accountability is key. Very few prompt a person. Very few. Very few things prompt a person to follow through like accountability. So that one of the ways you can do that is to make your goals public. You know, when you tell others about what you intend to do, it puts pressure on you to keep working at it. You can request that specific individuals ask you about your progress. It's similar to having a deadline to keep, and you have to keep on moving. You can even write things down as a form of accountability. I remember when I decided I wanted to get a degree, I wrote it down. There were certain things that I wanted to have before a certain age, and I wrote it down and I made a checklist. Darren Hardy made some suggestions, like he says you can even track every action that pertains to an area where you want to see improvement. Whether or not it relates to finances, health, career, or relationship, simply carry around a small notebook, something you keep in your pocket or purse. I mean, I have so many pieces of paper everywhere. Something comes to mind and I write it. Matter of fact, that's how I wrote my second book. Every time a thought comes to mind about live, energize, activate, and discovering the power within, I made a note of it. Do it. Just do it. Because the process forces you to be conscious of your decisions. And that's what you want. You want to be conscious of your decisions. Attraction. That is another powerful area. Attraction. Because if you become aware of the steps you must do and you must take to do what you want to do, take action and become accountable for just following through, you're going to get to it. But what you're going to do is you're producing a behavior that you desire. And you will start getting closer and closer and closer to that thing. And that will start the result in a positive side effect. You just start attracting like-minded people. You know, there's a saying that you are what you think. In the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, the law of magnetism says that you are who you attract. And that is so true in leadership, of yourself or of your business. And it's also true in every aspect of life. You know, my grandmother always tells me, as you know, I'm a grandmother girl. Birds of a feather flock together. They do. You know what that means. If you want to be around growing people, become a growing person. If you're committed, you attract others who are committed. If you're growing, you attract others who are growing. That's just how it is. And this is going to put you in a position to begin building a community of like-minded people who can help others succeed. That's an area of attraction. So another question you could ask is, do you know people who do what you'd like to do? Do you? Love to meet people who like what I want to do. Because my greatest growth comes from knowing that I could find people ahead of me who are able to show me the way forward. I love that. Some of these people have helped me through personal contact. Most of them, I've read the books of people. I love to read books like John Maxwell, Jim Rohn, all these books, the Bible. And one of the things I've learned is that if I can communicate more effectively, it's because I've learned from people like Andy Stanley, you know, Billy Graham, readings from Ronald Reagan, all of those things. If you have discovered what you want to do, start finding people who do what you want to do with excellence. Then you must learn from them. So what can I say to you? I will say to you, get committed. Pay people for their time if you have to. Be consistent. Meet purposely every month with someone who can teach you something. Be creative. Start with their books if you don't meet them in person. Be purposeful. Spend at least 2 hours in preparation for every hour of interaction. Be reflective. Spend 2 hours in reflection for every hour of interaction. And then be grateful. Because these people are gifts to your personal growth. Be sure to let them know it. There's nothing wrong with you letting people that, listen, where you are is where I want to be, and ask them, how do you do it? Then, should you do what you'd like to do with them? That's another question. Because if you're someone who's dedicated to personal growth and you are always willing to learn from other people, then guess what? Occasionally, you will have an opportunity to be mentored. Because being mentored by someone who's successful in your area of interest, that has great value. And I will strongly say to you, if you ever find a mentor, or if you're looking for a mentor like myself, know that you have responsibilities. You got to possess a teachable spirit. You got to be prepared for the time that you're going to get with your mentor. You got to set a agenda for asking questions. You really got to demonstrate how you've learned from your time together and be accountable for what you've learned. Because that's the law of awareness. You have to know yourself to grow yourself. Ask questions. Know yourself. Every person who can help you is not necessarily the right person to help you. So you have to pick and choose, and you got to obey. Your goal should be to find a fit, find a person that could really help you. Now, the next thing, as we look at the law of awareness, are you willing to pay the price to do what you want to do? One of the things I say to people is that paying the price is a process. Sometimes we pay the price now to find out later on, as we go through the process, that it wasn't just paying the price. It was an investment. Because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at begin to change. Life changes. People change around you. And you start to conform. I want to share this really piece that I read. It's called Dream Big. It says that if there were ever a time to dare to make a difference, to embark on something worth doing, it is now. Not only for grand cause necessarily, but for something that tugs at your heart, something that's your aspiration, something that's your dream. You owe it to yourself to make your days here count. Have fun. Dig deep. Stretch. Dream big. Know, though, that things worth doing seldom come easy. There will be good days, and there will be bad days, and there will be times when you want to turn around. Sometimes you want to pack it up and call it quits. Those times tell you that you're pushing yourself and that you're not afraid to learn by trying. Here's what I want to tell you. Taking the steps necessary to live your dreams and do what you want to do will cost you. You have to work hard. You'll have to make sacrifices. You will have to keep learning and growing and changing. The question is, are you willing to pay that price? Because most people are not willing to pay that price. That's the question. When can you start doing what you'd like to do? That's another question to ask yourself. When can I start doing what I really, really want to do? Because the answer is within you. Some people say someday. Why not now? Oh, because I'm not ready. And perhaps you're not, but that's okay. But if you wait until you are, maybe you'll never do it. Maybe you just want to know. See, most of the accomplishments I can tell you that I've achieved in life is because I begin to attempt them before I was really, really ready. I remember when I was going to school. Wasn't I really, really ready? Was I really, really ready for my statistics class? Was I really, really ready for those days when I did classes when the first time I heard them, I thought it was French? Was I really ready? But I had to hook up with people who were already there. Was I ready to pay for a degree? I had to find out how to do it. Was I really ready to start my own training company with the training that I'm offering you right now? Did I have the knowledge then that I have now? I wasn't ready, but now I am. You got to start anyway. Nobody gets ready by waiting. You only get ready by starting. So the last thing you want to really ask is, what will it be like when you get to do what you like to do? Yes, here it is. There's nothing more than having the privilege of doing what you want to do and do it. Because guess what? First, it will be different from what you imagine. I never thought that I could affect as many people as I'm doing. I, first of all, never knew life would be so beautiful because of the life I've been through. I never even thought that I would want to even occasionally withdraw from people to think and write, but I do. And I also never anticipated the expectations others would put on me just to produce. See, when you want to do what you want to do, it will become more difficult than you ever imagined. Because I did not have any idea how much time it would be to be effective. See, I never expected to have so many great demands put on my life or to have to keep paying the price to be successful. I also never dreamt that my energy level would go down as much as it's been sometimes. But I got to pick it up. Because here's what I want to say to you. When you do what you've always wanted to do, it will be better than you ever imagined. When I started investing in my personal growth, I didn't even anticipate a compounding return for me personally. And I never even dreamed that it would be so much fun. Because nothing else compares to doing what you were created to do. Nothing else. I say to you, there are two great days in your life. Two great days in a person's life. The day they were born and the day they discover why. People say that. They're great. I want to encourage you to seek out what you were put on this earth for. Then pursue with all of your heart. Because guess what? The law of awareness can be applied in your life. You can apply the law of awareness in your life. And so if you go back to some of the things that I've talked about in this session, is that it's going to prompt you to know yourself. And you're going to get on course to do what you're able to do in life. Spend a significant amount of time answering the questions. What would you like to do? What talents, skills, and opportunities do you possess that supports your desire to do it? What are the motives for wanting to do it? What steps must you take, starting today, to start doing what you want to do? Is it awareness, action, accountability? The three A's, awareness, action, accountability. Whose advice can you get to help you along the way? What price are you willing to pay? What will it cost you in time, resources, and sacrifices? And the last question is, where do you most need to grow? You must focus on your strength and overcome any weaknesses that would keep you from reaching your goal. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson with Comtivate Training LLC. My focus at Comtivate is to inspire, empower, and to motivate. I hope this session was very important to you and it will be very helpful. Feel free to connect with me at www.comtivate.com. Visit the site. See the services, mastermind retreats, group training, individual coaching, conferences. Connect with me. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated.